honoring a legend. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Lacy was a big man, and he had a big heart. And his heart was big for agriculture, and it was big for the state of Tennessee.
Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally and the Tennessee General Assembly paid respect to the late Lacy Upchurch with a resolution in his honor given to his family at the state capitol. The longtime ag leader passed away last October at his home in Cumberland County after a short battle with cancer at the age of 72. State Senator Paul Bailey of Sparta was the primary sponsor of the resolution.
Lacy Upchurch was such a great Tennessean, a great friend to the Tennessee legislature, a great friend to the Tennessee farmer, and he was a great friend to me. And, you know, to have someone to come from the Upper Cumberland and then to be able to represent the Tennessee in the way that he did, and not only did he represent Tennessee here in the Nashville area, but he also represented Tennessee on the national level.
Lacy Upchurch retired as president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau in 2015 after many years serving as a passionate advocate for the ag industry for Tennessee and the entire United States. He and his wife Kay traveled many miles across the state promoting the industry they loved before settling on the farm in Cumberland County.
Quite an honor. I am very proud. He did a great job, and he would have been proud. But he would have been humbled by it. He wouldn't have expected this or wanted it, but I'm proud for him.
Their son, Greg Upchurch, who's the UT Extension Director and Leader in Cumberland County, says this honor for his father will be cherished by the entire family.
It is a huge honor for us and the family, and just to be mentioned in the breath and being recognized on a state level is an honor that goes beyond words.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.